我们继续第一节的学习。
We'll continue from the previous session.
啊，现在有四个问题啊，让我们来思考我们第一节的学习。
And so there are four questions here that we can think about from what we have covered in the first session.
啊，第一个问题，神用人跟人用人有什么不同？
First question is, what is the difference between God and man using man?
啊。神用人是看这个人的属灵条件。
So when God uses a person, they are looking, he's looking at their spiritual qualifications.
哦，好像圣经里面讲，好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
That to have a good reputation and to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
哦，但是他所需要的恩赐、能力，神都会赏赐。
And all of the power and talents God will give them, bestow upon them.
神也会带领。
God will also guide them.
哦，那人只是工具。
Man is only a tool.
那人用人，啊，主要是在看人的，外貌，外在的条件。
And so for when men are using a man, they are looking at their outward qualifications.
哦，他的教育、他的社会、他的背景、他的家世、他的长相。
Their person's appearance, their education, and what social status they may have.
啊，所以因为这个原因，他们就把主耶稣好像一块石头丢掉了。
And so it's because of this reason that they treated Jesus Christ like a rock and threw him away.
啊，但是神却用这一块石头来建他的殿。
But God uses this rock to build his temple.
所以非常不一样。
So it is very different.
那第二个，环境如何影响信仰？
Second, how does our environment influence our faith?
啊，如果我们信仰非常成熟，环境没有办法影响我们。
And so if our faith is very mature, then the environment will not be able to influence our faith.
啊，所以主耶稣说，世界在我里面毫无所有。
And that's why Jesus Christ says to me that says that he does not need the world.
哦，但是在人还没有达到成熟以前哦，环境会影响人，会影响一个人信仰。
But before a person is spiritually mature, then they will be influenced by the world.
哦，所以我们看这两个王在当王的时候，哦，以色列百姓的信仰开始往下退步。
So we saw that during the reign of these two kings, the faith of the people were sliding backwards.
啊，所以如果我们看到一个人生活非常好，但是信心又非常好，哦，这个是非常难得。
And so if we see a person who is doing well in their life, both spiritually and physically, then that is a very rare person.
哦，但是一般哦，都是生活一好过之后，信仰就开始往下退。
But many times it's that once a person's life is going well, oftentimes that's when their faith begins to go backwards.
好，那第三个。那先知的讯息从哪里来
？And so the third question, where does the prophet's message come from?
他要讲什么？这个讯息从哪里来
？Where is he saying? Where does this message from?
啊，如果我们看亚摩斯书第一章的第二节
，We turn to Amos chapter 1:2.
啊，最后一句话啊，就是提哥亚牧人阿摩斯德默士论以色列。
And so in Amos. Chapter 1, verse 2, it says that he
在后面。
Amos 第一章第二节。
第一章第一节的最后。
Oh, sorry. Amos chapter 1, verse 1. At the very, it says, the words of Amos.
这个地方讲哈，提哥亚牧人阿摩斯。德默士在论以色列。
I see. So the words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel.
这个讯息是从神默示来的。
And so this what he saw came from the Lord.
所以我们今天在教会传讲什么讯息？从神来的。
And so any message we receive, it comes from the Lord.
那神怎么给我们讯息？从圣经来的。
And how does God give us this message? It's through the Bible.
那圣灵带领我们进入神的话。
And so the Holy Spirit will lead us to be able to understand the Word of God.
圣灵会感用适合当时时代神的话来传讲神的讯息。
And so God, the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God in the Bible to give us a message.
好，那先知的挑战是什么？
And so what are the challenges for the prophet?
也就是说服侍神的挑战是什么？
In other words, what are the challenges to serving the Lord?
好，我们刚刚读的第五章十三节。
Before we had read chapter 5, verse 13.
通达人见这样的时事，必静默不言。
And that they hate evil, love good.
第五章十四节。
Chapter 14, to seek good and not evil.
对了，十三节，第五章十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13. Therefore the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
所以一些人比较聪明都不讲话。
And so at that time, there were the smart, prudent people who would not talk.
但是呢，先知是要讲他们需要听的话，不是讲他们想要听的话。
But the prophet must speak the words that they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear.
因此要传讲他们需要听的话，有时候很多人就不喜欢听了。
And so to say the words that they need, and some people might not want to hear it.
所以就会变成大家的敌人了。
And they, in a way, the prophet becomes the enemy to everyone.
所以先知最大的挑战是什么？要忠于神，但是在世界上传警告，有时候会很孤单。
And so the people, the prophet, because they have to speak the word of God, As a result, they can be lonely.
这就是为义受逼迫。
And that is because they have to be willing to be persecuted.
所以这是个问题，帮助我们来思考我们第一节的讯息。
So these are questions that help us to think about what we have learned about in the first session.
那我们进入第二个主题。
So let us look at the second topic.
如果我们看阿摩斯书从第一章第三节开始
And if we look at
第二章的第六节
If you look at the book of Amos starting from chapter 1 verse 3 all the way to chapter 2 verse 3
第六节
verse 6
重复一句话中文叫做三番四次的犯罪。
And it says, it repeats three transgressions of, or four, and four.
所以就是说一直重复在犯罪。
And so meaning that they continuously transgress against God.
所以为什么没有公义呢？因为人一直在重复犯罪。
And so there's no righteousness or justice because man continues to transgress against God.
因此这一段圣经里面有两个审判的对象。
And so in this passage, there are two groups of people that are punished.
审判。
That they will be receive judgment.
第一个就是列国。
And so the first are the nations of the world.
不是神的选民。
So those that are not the people of God.
那第二个就是以色列神的选民。
And the second that will receive judgment are the people of God, the Israelites.
所以这两种人都要面对神的审判。
And so both these groups of people will have to face the judgment of God.
那如果我们看这个列国三番四次的犯罪，到底犯什么罪
？And so if we look at the nations of the world, and they say they sin three transgressions or four, what is their transgression?
我们从第一章的第三节一直念到第二章哦，他们的罪就是欺压以色列人。
And so if we read Amos chapter 1 verse 3 all the way to Amos chapter 2 verse 6, we can see that their transgression is that they oppress the Israelites.
所以我们现在要先想以色列人神怎么看待他。
And so we have to think about how does God view the Israelites?
所以为什么说欺压以色列人是一种罪？
So why would God say that to oppress the Israelites is a sin?
因为他们在神的眼中是很宝贵的产业。
Because in the eyes of God, Israelites are a precious heritage.
比方说我们如果去欺负一个小孩子，他的父母亲一定会生气的。
For example, if we were to bully a child, the child's parents would for sure be angry.
那以色列是神的王子。
And so the Israelites are the princes of God.
因此当这个列国在欺压以色列就是等于欺压神，对神会生气。
And so for the Israelites be oppressed by these nations, of course God would be angry.
我们现在看《生命记》32章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
第九节到第十节。
From verse 9 to 10.
生命记三十二章第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9 to 10.
请你用英文读好吗？
Sure. Verse 9, for the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the place of his inheritance. 10, he found him in a desert land, and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
所以在人看起来以色列在旷野路走很孤单。
And so from man's viewpoint, it might seem that the Israelites' walk in the wilderness was very lonely.
所以好多外族人要攻打他们。
And so as a result, a lot of foreign nations wanted to attack them.
但是第九节说神的份就是他的百姓。
But it says in verse 9 that the Lord's portion is his people.
他的产业就是雅各，就是以色列。
And that his inheritance is Jacob.
今天我们受洗就是神的子民。
And so today, after we have been baptized, we become the people of God.
在神眼中就是神的产业，非常尊贵。
And so in the eyes of God, we are his inheritance, very precious to him.
所以到第十节，神遇见他在旷野、荒凉、野兽、吼叫之地，神环绕他，看顾他，保护他。
And so in verse 10, God found them in the desert land, and he continued to circle them and to instruct him and to keep an eye on him.
那这个三个动作就是神的爱。
And so these three actions shows the love of God.
因此列国欺负以色列百姓，当然就得罪了神。
And so for the nations, foreign nations to oppress them, it is to sin against God.
因此神要审判他们。
And so as a result, God will punish them and lay judgment upon them.
诗篇的三十三篇十二节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 33, verse 12.
诗篇三十三篇的十二节。
Psalm 33, verse 12.
请。
Okay.
33,
verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance.
这里讲神拣选为自己产业，那民是有福的，因为他是属神的。
So they are blessed because they belong to God.
所以今天我们在社会上虽然是很普通的人。
So in society today, we might be very normal.
但是在神眼中是非常可贵的。
But in the eyes of God, we are precious.
因此欺压神的选民就是得罪神。
And so to oppress the people of God is to sin against God.
但是倒过来爱神的选民就是爱神。
And the opposite to love the people of God is to love God himself.
所以在阿摩斯书如果我们仔细看从第一章开始。
And so if we look at the book of Amos, starting from the very first chapter.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
神说大马士三番四次犯罪，我不免去他的刑罚，因为他以打量的铁器打过基列。这个基列就是在神的选民的里面的一个地方。
And so Gilead is a place that among the people in the people where the people of God dwell.
所以大马士就是现在的叙利亚他打过这个神选民所居住的地方。
And so for Damascus, which is in now present day Syria, they had gone had entered into the land that belonged to the people of God.
所以以打粮的器具这本来是要打粮食的，用来打神的选民。
And so they were supposed to use these tools for food, but they use it to punish the people of God.
那得罪神所以第四节，我要降火在哈谢的家中，烧灭便哈达的宫殿。
And so in this way, they wronged God. And so God will send, in verse 4, send fire into the house of Hazael.
这就是神的审判。
And this is the judgment of God.
那如果我们看到第六节。
So now if we look at verse 6.
这个第六节讲加萨三番四次犯罪。
And for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four.
他犯什么罪？
And what is their sin?
第下面说，因为他掳掠众民交给以东。
And that is because they took captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom.
他掳掠众民，这个众民就是神的选民。
And so this, that the, because they took captive, this captive is, are the people of God.
交给以东就是外族人。
And so they gave it to Edom, which is another gen, not a, a foreign country.
所以当然这是得罪神啊。
And so this, of course, was sin against God.
所以第七节，我要降火在加萨的城内。
And so in verse 7, is the judgment is that he will send fire upon the wall of Gaza.
所以列国受审判主要的原因是因为对神虐待神的百姓。
And so we can see here that they are punished because they have oppressed and wronged the people of God.
好，我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节在讲推罗，推罗是一个海港。
And so here we see Ashdod. Oh, 第九节. Oh, we see Tyre, and Tyre is a harbor city.
所以是做生意是很富足的地方。
Which means that it's a place of business and it is quite prosperous there.
那他犯什么罪?
What is their transgression?
他将众民交给以东，并不念纪念他兄弟的盟约。
And so what they did is that they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood.
这个也是得罪神。
And in this way, they wronged God.
所以第十节我要降火在推罗的境内。
And so as in, so God will send fire upon the wall of Tyre.
那到十一节就在讲以东的罪。
In verse 11, then it talks about the transgressions of Edom.
这个三番四次犯罪就是不是一次一次重复。
And so for this, for three transgressions of Edom and for four, this means that it was a repetitive sin, not just one time.
那为什么会重复？因为罪是人的本性。
And so why would sin be repetitive? It's because human nature is to sin.
所以有这个本性没有拿掉这个本性就会发作就犯罪。
And this sinful nature will continue to sin unless it's removed.
所以十一节，他犯什么罪？拿刀追赶弟兄，毫无怜悯。
And their sin, the transgression was that they pursued his brother with a sword and cast off all pity.
发怒撕裂，永远怀怒。
And his anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever.
那十二节，神要审判，降火在烧灭波拉斯的宫殿。
And so God will send his judgment by sending fire upon Teman.
好，那到十三节，亚门人要受罚。
In verse 13, the people of Ammon will be judged.
他犯什么罪？
What was their sin?
在第十三节下面，剖开基列孕妇，扩张自己的境界。
In verse 13, because they ripped open the women with child in Gilead.
所以他是非常残忍，没有人性。
So we can see here that they are very cruel and had no compassion.
所以我们仔细看哦。每一个罪到最后都带来神的审判。
And so we can see here that every sin brought forth God's judgment.
这是神在历史中掌权啊。
And so this is how God has authority over history.
今天这个神呢，并没有改变。
And today this Lord has not changed.
好，那我们现在看第二章第一节，在讲摩亚三番四次犯罪。
In chapter 2, verse 1, talks about the transgressions, three transgressions of Moab and for four.
那神怎么审判他们？
How did God punish them?
我要降火在摩亚地，烧灭加略的宫殿。
And I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kirioth.
所以圣经看起来，没有一个罪，神不会审判。
And it looks like there is no sin that God will not punish.
好，那前面，第二章第三节以前都是在讲对列国的审判。
And so before the chapter 2, verse 3, and what we have read previously all talks about the judgment of God on foreign nations.
那第二章的第四节开始就是在讲犹大的审判。
But starting from chapter 2, verse 4, talks about the judgment on Judah.
那第六节开始就是以色列的审判。这个是
In chapter 2, verse 6, talks about the judgment on Israel.
那我们看第四节到第五节对犹大的审判是什么？
So let's first look at verse 4 and 5 to see what is the judgment against Judah.
在第四节，厌弃神的训诲，不遵守他的律例随从虚假的偶像，使他们走迷了路。
So verse 4, it says that they have despised the law of the Lord, have not kept his commandments, and their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers followed.
这里讲走迷路，什么叫走迷路？
And so here it says that they were led astray.
神的话就是一条道路。
We can think that the word of God is a way.
我们的生活远离了神的道，就是走迷路。
And so if we, our life departs from the way of God, then we are gone astray.
归起来就是爱神跟爱人。
And so if we sum up the love, the laws is to love God and love man.
那没有遵守神的道，到最后就随从偶像。
And to not walk in the way of God is to follow idols.
那这个就得罪神。
And in this way, you sin or transgress against God.
六节，我要降火，烧灭耶路撒冷的宫殿。
And in verse 5, in verse 5, it says that God will send fire upon Judah and upon the palaces of Jerusalem.
那从第六节一直到十六节。
From chapter verse 6 to 16.
就是第二章。
This is of chapter 2.
就看到以色列百姓犯了三种的罪。
We see that the people of Israel have three different types of sin.
第一个罪就是欺压穷人。
The first is that they oppress the poor.
为圣经讲欺压穷人就是辱骂神啊，辱骂神。
And so, to oppress the poor is to go against God.
Yeah. Oh. 那我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他们为的卖义人为银子卖义人。
That they sell the righteous for silver.
把好人出卖。
So they sell off the righteous.
接下去呢？
Next.
为一双鞋卖了穷人。
That for a pair of sandals, they will sell off the poor.
所以这个穷人在他们看起来价值不如一双鞋。
And so for the poor, they're not comparable in their eyes to a pair of sandals.
但是义人这个是神所认识的人。
But the righteous are the people who God knows.
那第七节。
In verse 7.
他们见穷人头上所蒙的灰也都垂涎，就是说人穷到什么都没有了，只剩下灰，他也想要占他们便宜。
And so even those who have nothing but like the dust of the earth, they have nothing, they also try to take advantage of these poor people.
所以我们如果没有怜悯穷人占穷人的便宜，这个就是罪。
So if we do not have mercy and we take advantage of the poor, that is a sin.
那接下去呢到第七节。父子同一个女子行淫亵渎我的圣名。
And we in verse 7, we see a man and his father go into the same girl to defile my holy name.
这个就是表示他们的生活没有办法荣耀神，亵渎神的名。别人看到
so,
哇，这样是拜神的人吗？
And so with this shows that their life is not able to honor God's name, but rather it profanes the name of God.
那下面第八节，他们在各坛旁铺人所当的衣服。
In verse 8, they lie down by every altar on clothes taken in pledge.
因为圣经里面讲，这个别人当的衣服到晚上一定要还给他，他可以盖当做被来盖。
And so, because the Bible says that the garments that are taken by pledge, you have to return to them at nighttime so that they can use it as a covering in the night.
那铺所当之人的衣服卧在其上，就是那个穷人就没有被可以盖啊，这个人就是欺压穷人。
And so if that person takes their clothes from the pledge, then the poor has nothing to cover themselves from the cold of the night.
好，那从第九节到十六节
，and from 9 to verse
16，就是以色列百姓辜负了神所赐给他们的恩典，是恩典给他们的神。
And it's that they have laid waste or forsaken the grace and that God has given to them.
神的恩典很大，他们应该有感恩的心。
So God's grace is so abundant, they should have a thankful heart.
但是他们不是这样做。
But they did not do that.
我们先看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
我从你们子孙中间兴起先知，又从少年的兴起拿细的人，以色列人啊，这不是这样吗？这是神说的，你们却给拿细尔人喝酒，吩咐先知说不要说预言，拿细尔人不能喝酒。但是他给拿细尔人喝酒，就是等于违背主的命令。
So in verse 12, it says the Nazarites were not supposed to drink wine, but they gave wine to the Nazarites, meaning that they went against the commandment of God.
那先知要说预言但是他不喜欢听，就禁止先知不可以说预言，当然这个也是罪。
And also that the prophets were supposed to prophesy, they tell them not to prophesy.
那神的审判就来到。
And so these were both transgressions and the judgment of God would come upon them.
所以到十四节。
So in verse 14.
快跑不能逃脱，有力的不能用力，刚勇的不能自救。十五节。
15.
拿弓的不能站立，快腿的不能逃脱，骑马的不能自救。16节。
16.
到那日，勇士中最有胆量的必赤身逃跑。哦，所以神一生气所有这些勇士全部都受到羞辱。
And so once God is angry, all of these mighty men will be put to shame.
所以为什么他们生活缺乏公义？
So why is it that their life is lacking righteousness?
因为他们三番四次的犯罪。
It's because they transgressed 3 and 4.
列国的罪就是他们欺压神的选民。
For the four nations, their transgression is that they oppress the people of God.
那以色列民的罪就是欺压神所造的穷人。
And the sin, transgression of the Israelites is that they oppress the poor among them.
他们生活所做的亵渎神的圣名。
And that they, in their life, they blaspheme, the holy name of God.
那在生活中违背了是恩典给他们的神。
And in their daily life, they are going against the grace that God has shown to them.
所以神要审判以色列。
And so as a result, God wants is to punish them.
这是从第一章一直到第二章的结束。
And this is from the chapter 1 all the way to the end of chapter 2.
两个问题。
So there are two questions.
怎么知道神对选民的爱？
How do we know the love of God towards those he has chosen?
如果我们看到神的拣选神怎么保护他带领他带他们到流奶与蜜之地这个就是爱。
And we can see God's love through how he guides them, how he led them to the land of milk and honey. This is love.
今天神拣选我们这就是神的爱。
Today God has chosen us, and that is the love of God.
天天看顾我们。
He watches over us daily.
那怎么知道神在人的历史中掌权呢？
And so how do we know God's sovereignty over human history?
因为我们看到无论是列国或者以色列，凡是作恶的，到最后神都要审判他、惩罚他，这个就是证明神在掌权。
And we see God's sovereignty because it doesn't matter if it's foreign nations or the people of God, God's judgment comes upon them accordingly.
那一些行善的、神喜悦的，神就祝福他们。
And those who do righteously, then God will reward, blesses them accordingly.
所以虽然神看不见。
Though we are unable to see God.
但是如果一个人得神喜欢，他就蒙福。
Then, but if God is pleased with a person, then they will be blessed.
他在我们中掌权。
And that because he has sovereignty among us.
我们现在一起来祷告，来结束我们第二节的学习。
So now we will kneel down and pray to conclude the second session.
一起来祈祷。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的